Okay, so we all know how it is. Life's incredibly busy, and finding those moments, those real moments of relaxation, it often feels like, well, a bit of a quest.
Definitely. And then trying to figure out where to go with so many options, it can honestly add more stress.
Exactly. Which is why today we wanted to cut through some of that noise. We're doing a deep dive into a specific place that seems to be hitting this interesting balance between luxury and accessibility. We're talking about Muskan Spa Ajman. So our plan is to really unpack what makes this spot stand out, look at their approach, the treatments, what you, the listener, could genuinely expect if you walked in. Basically, get a clearer picture of what accessible luxury and wellness might actually mean.
Yeah, and what's interesting right off the bat is how Muskan Spa seems to see itself. It's not just, a spa. They talk about it being a destination in
A
Ajman.
destination, right? So more than just a quick
But
stop.
exactly. The focus seems broader, healing, relaxing, yes, but also energizing, body and mind.
And that feels key, doesn't it? That holistic view. They mention helping with things like muscle tension, stress, or even you just really need some me time.
And the promise there is delivering personalized care with world-class service.
Okay, so how do they actually do that? What makes their approach tailored?
Well, this seems to come down to a few core things. They're sort of pillars. First up, the therapists themselves.
Okay, the people doing the work.
Exactly. Every therapist, they say, is professionally certified. And crucially, they understand the right pressure points. It's not just about going through the motions.
So specific knowledge, not just general technique.
Precisely. It aims for therapy that's both safe and effective. That alone, builds a lot of confidence right away.
Sure, knowing you're in capable hands. What else?
Beyond the skill, there's a really strong emphasis on hygiene first.
Okay, that sounds basic, but
Well,
important.
absolutely essential. They talk about sanitized rooms, fresh linens for every customer. It sounds fundamental, but it's a non-negotiable for a quality experience, isn't it? It shows respect.
Definitely. You want that peace of mind.
And it ties into the next point, which is ambience matters.
The feel of the place.
Yeah, the rooms are intentionally designed, soft lighting, subtle aromas, peaceful surroundings. It's about creating that whole tranquil vibe, engaging all your senses to help you switch off.
So it's the whole package, not just the massage table itself.
Right. And the final pillar they highlight is local friendly service. Being central in Ajman, easy to get to.
Why is that so significant, do you think? Being easy to reach.
Well, it makes it practical, doesn't it? It means wellness isn't just some rare treat you have to plan way in advance for. It makes regular visits actually feasible for locals, maybe even visitors staying nearby. It embeds it more into everyday life.
That makes sense. Making it part of a routine rather than a one-off splurge.
Exactly. Which actually leads nicely into their treatment menu.
Okay, yeah. What do they offer?
Well, first, they have this interesting definition of luxury. They say, luxury doesn't mean expensive. It means personalized care that feels indulgent.
I like that reframing. Personalized care as the indulgence. How does the menu reflect that?
You see it in the options. For instance, they highlight Swedish massage as being perfect for first-timers, or if you just want something gentle and relaxing, it's approachable.
Right, an easy entry point.
Then for deeper needs, there's deep tissue massage, specifically mentioned as ideal for individuals with chronic pain or stiff muscles. So more therapeutic.
Got it. We'll go.
Aromatherapy is on the list too, combining essential oils with the massage that
Okay.
adds an emotional healing element,
Engaging the sense of smell, too.
And they also offer Thai massage, which is quite different, more about stretching and body alignment, a really traditional technique.
So quite a range. It's not just one size fits all.
Not at all. And they stress the flexibility. You can choose light pressure or deep work. Plus, you can combine massages with things like facials or foot therapy for a full body revival, as they put it. Really emphasizes that personalized build your own indulgence idea.
Okay, now you mentioned accessibility earlier, and this is where it gets really interesting, maybe even a bit surprising, especially thinking about the region. They offer budget-friendly rates.
Yeah, this is a major point of difference. They seem to manage this without compromising on quality. That's the claim.
How do they balance quality and affordability?
It seems to be through things like ongoing offers and value-packed packages, essentially making it consistently accessible.
So it challenges that idea that luxury wellness has to be incredibly expensive.
Exactly. It means, for you listening, that maybe you genuinely don't have to wait for a special occasion. Regular self-care becomes a more realistic possibility.
That's a pretty powerful message. Okay, so if someone's thinking, right, I want to try this, What's the first visit actually like? Walk us through it.
Well, from what we've gathered, it sounds pretty smooth. Starts with a warm welcome, staff greet you, guide you. Simple enough.
Okay, then what? Straight to the massage.
Almost. There's usually a brief consultation first. Just a quick chat with a therapist about what you need, any concerns you have.
Right, that personalization element again.
Exactly. And then the relaxation really begins. They say from the first touch, the focus is on helping you unwind, restore, and feel balanced.
So client-focused right from the start.
Seems that way.
Hmm.
And it doesn't necessarily stop right when the timer goes off. Sometimes the therapist might offer a bit of aftercare advice, tips for maintaining that feeling at home.
Oh, that's a nice touch.
Yeah, it suggests they're invested in your well-being beyond just the session time. The whole process is described as smooth and soothing. And that's likely why, as they say, guests keep coming back.
Makes sense. What about feedback? What are actual visitors saying?
The feedback seems pretty consistent. People mention the consistent service, the welcoming environment, and importantly, genuine care from the team.
So it feels authentic to people.
Apparently so. There are examples of them helping people with specific issues like travel fatigue or professionals dealing with work stress. Shows they adapt.
And it doesn't always have to be a long session either, right?
No, that's another interesting point. People report feeling completely refreshed even after just a short 30-minute session. That speaks to the effectiveness, I think.
Wow. Efficiency, too.
And again, underlying a lot of the positive comments is praise for the therapist's attentiveness and professional approach. That human connection seems really key.
Absolutely. So if you're listening and thinking you want to experience this, how do you book? Is it complicated?
Doesn't sound like it. Pretty straightforward options. You can call them directly to make an appointment.
Okay, simple enough.
Or if you happen to be nearby, walk-ins are possible, but that's obviously subject to availability. Probably best to call ahead.
Sure. Any online options?
Yep. They highlight using their official website to book luxury treatments. So you can browse and book online easily.
Okay, great. Easy access aligns with that whole accessibility theme.
Definitely.
So wrapping this up, we've really dug into Muskan Spa Ajman today. We've seen how it tries to blend that personalized, almost indulgent care with real professionalism, but crucially at a price point that feels, well, surprisingly affordable.
Yeah, and I think looking closely at an example like this helps you, the listener, think about what you value in wellness services, wherever you might be looking. What does quality really mean?
It really does raise that question, doesn't it? When we use the word luxury in wellness, is it always about the price? Or is it more about how you're treated, that personalized attention, and ultimately how you feel afterwards, that sense of being genuinely restored and balanced?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's something to think about. What does that mean for how you approach taking care of yourself? What does real value look like for your own well-being?